Sunday Morning Show with Walt and Mike. Mike Plourd in the studio, and joining me is Todd Goldbeck from XL Fitness. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Doing real good. And excitement, as you know, is building for the UP Football All-Star Game, and we want to talk about that a little bit. And let's talk a little bit more about what the athletes do, because it's a week-long thing. It's the week actually starts on Monday, and it goes right through the week. The football game is on Saturday, June 28th at Northern, but there's a whole lot for the guys to do. And one of the things that they do is they go to Bay Cliff.
Oh, absolutely. That Bay Cliff has really become the, I think, maybe one of the signature things that we do throughout the week, because it is, you know, it is so charitable, and people get so much out of it. And selfishly, I you know, obviously the kids at Bay Cliff, you know, get a lot out of it, and it's such a fun thing for them to have the All-Star kids come up there and see them and whatnot. But from my perspective, what I see on our side from the All-Star game, how rewarding it is for the All-Star players to come up there and work with the Bay Cliff kids. They get every much out of it, and even more than the Bay Cliff kids throughout that whole process. You can really see kids step up and work really well with those kids and really shine, and that's awesome. That's awesome to see. It really shows you how good of a kids that these All-Star Game players are.
Is there a little bit of hero worship from the kids at Bay Cliff to the All-Star players?
There is, and that's one of the things that I've got specially prepared this year, because in past years it's been a little sporadic, but I think that it's going to take off. So I've got like 100 pens, and I'm going to have a bunch of extra programs there, because we've always brought like a handful of programs just for the kids to kind of look at. But it's turned into, any kid that's gotten their hands on a program has taken it around to get autographs from the All-Star players. Their profiles are in the book, and so they'll take it around and get as many autographs as they can. And so this year we're going to bring extra programs and extra pens, and those kids that maybe don't want to participate in the actual football stuff, or maybe they're physically not able to, you know, do some of the things that the other kids are doing, they can do that, and, you know, get their pictures taken with the All-Star players and get autographs and things like that. So that it is a really special thing.
It sounds special, and I know the players really do enjoy that. And when you talk about these players, you know, teenagers are special all over the area, but these players are also special kids. They're great students, and they've got to be great with these kids at Bay Cliff.
Oh, you really do see. I can't emphasize enough how how good those All-Star players are. You know, when I put the program together and I look, you know, as I do see all the profiles and, you know, the extracurricular activities and the grade point averages of these All-Star players, you know, every one of them is, you know, is a high honor student and, you know, is involved in all these different things. And you see that at Bay Cliff, where these kids that say that they want to be teachers when they get older, or coaches, or some of these things, you know that in their own communities that they've been doing those similar things in their communities too, because they're so comfortable in that setting. And some of the kids too that might not be, we talk about that might not be as comfortable going into the day, coming out of the day are much more comfortable. You know, they're just like, geez, I really enjoyed it. I didn't know what I was going to think about it. But boy, it was really special, and I got a lot out of it. And that's awesome.
Talking to Todd Goldbeck, who is with XL Fitness and also the sponsor of the UP Football All-Star Game. And Todd, another thing that's very cool about this game is you pair kids who don't know each other, may not have ever met, and we know that kids communicate through social media, but these kids may not have ever met, and they get a chance to meet with each other and room together.
Oh, for sure. That's another thing, too. I kind of talk at the beginning of the week when they first get there that some of the week, a big part of it is just about getting over being uncomfortable, getting over, you know, the hump of you know, being by yourself or being only with your own team players and your own buddies. And so I assign all the roommates for the week, and no players ever room with another player from their own school. So I purposely put them with other kids from other schools, and I try to do it from a different conference even. So they might not ever have talked to these players, these other players, and that's part of it. They need to get over that uncomfortableness, and after the first day, pretty much, they all realize that they're pretty much the same. Everybody's the same no matter where you go, and they get to be really good friends, and that's a great thing for the week.
One of the things that I like is, when you go to the banquet, they get up and they talk about their roommate, and they bring some information that most people really don't know about their roommate, but they also end up sometimes rooming with people who are rivals. And like you said, they find out that they really are just, you know, athletes and students and real people and pretty much the same.
For sure. I definitely see that. You know, I'll put some Iron Mountain kids with some Kingsford kids, and I'll put some, you know, Ishpeming Nagani kids together because of that, because I know that they're, you know, that they have a little, friendly animosity and rivalry going from years past, from when they were competing. But they really do. And now they embrace that. They embrace that East versus West thing. Yeah, you know, then for the week, instead of, you know, Ishpeming versus Nagani, it's now East versus West, and now they're on the same team, and that helps break the ice a little bit. But like you said, they've got to learn about their roommate, they've got to learn how many siblings they have, what their favorite football memory is, and some specific personal facts about them, because they're going to have to stand up and talk about them at the end of the week.
Well, Todd, thank you for joining me on the air today, and we're going to talk to you, of course, every Tuesday. Looking forward to that, and we'll look forward to talking to you next Tuesday.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Mike.